We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Well, this thing has got everybody in the studio fired up a little bit with this Peel study that just came out.
Yeah, you guys are disgusting.
What do you... Hold on. Do all of a sudden I'm disgusting?
Uh-huh.
There's a study that came out that said... And most of us know this. The peel of a lot of fruits is where the nutrition is.
That's true.
So there are certain fruits and vegetables that you're supposed to eat. In fact, most of them, you're supposed to eat the peel.
But we don't. We like getting rid of the peel because it sucks.
Okay, so let's start with the easy ones. Apple. Do you peel it or do you just eat it?
For the longest time until about 10, 15 years ago, I hated the peel. Just give me the actual meat of it. But now I can do the peel.
Which ones, though? Are you like, you can't, you probably won't do a red delicious because that's too thick of a peel for you. You're more of a.
Yeah, that's true. Now, so I graduated down.
The Fuji or the Gala.
Honeycrisp. Yeah, the Honeycrisp ones. I could do peels on those.
I swear to God, I know your life. You, the only vegetable you eat, and correct me if I'm wrong, probably corn.
On the cob specifically, but you're right.
Do you know why? It's the least nutritional and most sugar.
I gravitate to the worst. I didn't know they were bad vegetables, and it turns out the only two I like are the two that are worse.
It's not bad, but it's just not.
Sugar. Yeah, you don't want sugar in there.
So it's the same thing with you and the Honeycrisp. It's like this genetically modified. They made the Honeycrisp as like a gateway apple. The Honeycrisp is the marijuana of apples to cocaine, to get me which up. Is a red delicious.
That's the
which
red,
is
okay.
A real.
Gotcha.
Or a Granny Smith, like the green apple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then there's the grapple or the grapel, whatever they call that one.
Yeah,
that's a totally, that's like.
That's engineered.
They've infused it with grape juice or something.
Yeah.
So you bite it and it tastes like a grape.
That's kind of weird.
It is.
Really, I want an apple that tastes like an apple.
94% of people eat the peel on an apple.
Okay. We can do that. That's not bad. It's the next one that really peeves me.
Number two. Potato skin.
78% of people. I know it's nutritious, but that's not the bad part. That's the part that touches the ground and the dirt.
How is it nutritious? It's like literally 1/32nd of an inch thick.
Yeah.
It's not going to do me any nutritional value,
it's
good,
same
whatever.
As
at
the
all.
Apple peel. It's just that's where some of the stuff
it's
is
thick,
at.
It's
except
coarse.
For it's covered in dirt.
Yes, thank you.
Do you wash an apple before you eat it?
It's still dirt.
And oh my God.
You know what
you
I hate? That's fine if you want to eat the peel, eat a potato like an apple. But when you're making mashed potatoes, get the peel hell out of there.
Mashed potatoes with the skin in it is really good.
No, it's the worst
it's
ever.
It's not. And it's better for you.
If I wanted to chew my potatoes, I'd eat a baked potato or something
thank
like that
you.
Instead.
Quit making up my mind for me. Keep your peels out of my mash.
Will you eat a potato skin?
It's got to be like
TGI Fridays.
It's got to be doused in sour cream and all the stuff you hate. But yeah, I can.
No, because you know what it is? They put like bacon and cheese in it. You should eat that.
Yeah, see,
but
that,
I know you.
Good.
You just scoop it out and leave the skin there.
Yeah.
And so you're eating the.
I scrape it like I'm eating an artichoke. Like,
yes.
Scrape all this good stuff
as
out.
As a kid, what you do is you scrape out the potato, the good part, and you leave that skin to hide other bad foods in. So then the mom will take
we would get a big
that's
potato.
That's the only good use for the potato skin.
You ate all your Brussels sprouts. Allegedly. I'll throw my own potato skin away tonight.
See? There it is.
It's okay. I will, by the way, I will eat raw potatoes as well. They're really good.
Like
but
an
I
apple?
Will peel a raw one. Yes. No, you cut it into slices and put salt and pepper on it. It's really good.
Yeah.
But I think the word you were looking for is disgusting.
It's not.
That's
it's
it.
Really good.
Nope.
I guarantee you there's other raw potato people who listen to this
how
show.
Can you deal with like that starchy, potato-y nastiness, like the film that it leaves in your mouth?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Like undercooked potatoes are not edible.
No, the completely uncooked are awesome. It's like eating a really crisp turnip. Or a radish.
Okay. Radishes.
Yeah, you're really convincing me.
Yeah, turnip, no.
Well, so you got, because you don't eat those kind of vegetables. You're like, Steve, oh my God, they put a tomato in there. By the way, tomato isn't on here, but yes, you leave the skin on a tomato as well. I know people who will
peel it. It gets messy on that. If you try and peel the.
Yeah, it's just, it's like
letting the
brains out of your head. It's
right.
Like, carrot peel.
Leave it on. I could do that one. That one's good.
Look,
yank it
Steve
out of the-
eats carrots. Second sweetest vegetable yes, on the face of the planet.
Right?
What you got in there with sugar on it? Oh, this is the produce section, sir. I know.
Dude, they hit me at the farmer's market.
I envision Steve eating carrots with spoon and ranch dressing. Like,
yes.
Yeah, nasty.
That's the best part.
I don't really eat a lot of carrots, but I eat the pre-peeled carrots. Like we eat
in a bag?
We buy the like
the little baby small ones.
Were you the one who told me that? This makes me feel really stupid, but for the longest time, I thought baby carrots were baby carrots.
But they engineered them that they grew them.
They just picked them young.
Oh no, they cut them that way.
Do you know that it single-handedly saved the carrot industry?
Oh, you mentioned something about that.
I did. I told you that.
That it's some dude was like these farmers markets. Like you got that weird deformed carrot that nobody wants. This guy's like, how about if I peel? He peeled them and cut them down into small and called them baby carrots. And people were like, oh my god, look at the cute.
Yeah,
so that's
perfect.
Where ugly carrots go to get bought.
See, that's cool.
It's being peeled into like.
They should do that with every vegetable, especially potatoes.
There's no way to make a turnip look good or a radish, really, for that matter. OK, next up, kiwi skin. I don't eat kiwis. So
I don't eat the skin.
This you do the artichoke thing, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, like I kind of almost do like a grapefruit with it, like cut it in half and spoon it out.
The reason I don't think I like it's furry, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Is that the stuff in key lime pie? Because I like that.
No, there's.
Oh,
you know what? Vegetables in key lime or fruits in key lime pie is going to probably shock you. Key limes.
Oh, that's the word name for. Oh, and they're clever. That was pretty clever how they thought of the name.
It was
of
such
that.
A long buildup for that.
I didn't know.
It's just a smaller, more sour.
And it's lime. Called key lime.
They're called key limes.
Oh, all right. Nothing to do with the kiwi?
Okay. 13% of people eat the kiwi skin. Mango peel. Do not eat the mango peel. But yeah.
I've never had a fresh mango.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah.
Fresh mangoes are so good.
Are they?
Oh my God. It's like a peach. It's like...
All right, here we go with the peaches. It's the season for the peaches.
Colorado peaches. Growing up in Colorado, I'm telling you right now, Colorado peaches, I'll give them... Like, hey, it's Georgia people, I don't care. No, they're better. It's a combination of the long, hot days and the cool nights. Or is that the cantaloupe? Doesn't matter.
You don't know.
That's the corn.
That's your wine grape.
No, but I'm telling you... No, Pinot does grow the same way. It's weird that you're saying that, but peaches and Pinot grows in the right... Yeah. Anyway... Mango peel, 10% eat it. You're idiots. Orange peel?
Never.
4% of people eat it.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, you're on board with peeling
that
one.
I know. I don't really eat oranges anyway.
What?
Because you know what it is? Once you've peeled an orange, like I do the artichoke thing to an orange. I don't like the stuff that holds an orange wedge together.
Gotcha.
That skin.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So I will put it in my mouth and go... And get all the juice out of it and then spit the skin back out.
I thought I was doing it wrong. I don't eat the pulp either. I'll suck the juice out and just throw the rest away.
That's
okay, deep. We're doing it right.
We're getting almost no nutritional value out of that.
Okay.
Just out of that, you know. Finally, banana peel.
Now, I love the banana because the peel is the packaging. It's like it's all packaged together. It's one big package.
Look to the gorilla. They eat the whole thing.
And you're supposed to eat the peel, right?
What kind of people, who eats a banana peel,
right.
Honestly?
1% of the population do.
Why? I want to meet that 1%.
Well, we're gonna
I just want to hang out with them for like 10 minutes.
No, you want to fight them.
I kind of do.
No, here's what we're going to do. If you're one of these peel eaters, you got to look us
peel
up.
Peel eater.
If you're a peel eater, wow, that's sounds sort of racist. Hey, yo, peel eater. It's not racist. It's a thing.
It's wrong.
If you're a peel eater, hit us up on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And if you happen to be a banana peel eater... We're going to throw a little party at your house and Little D is going to kick your butt. It'll be fun. Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.